And we're back here with another edition of Recruit Spotlight on Husker Online. Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, as always, Recruit Spotlight brought to you by Tanner Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180, two locations here in Lincoln on 30th and Yankee Hill Road. And Sip, we've done this a couple times, but we got a repeat guest here on Recruit Spotlight joining us here. We talked to him earlier in the season, and he's grown since we've seen him.
Well, I think he has.
Let's welcome into Recruit Spotlight from Paramus Catholic in New Jersey, one of the top offensive linemen in the country, Malachi Goodman. Malachi, it's great to see you back in Lincoln. Welcome here to Recruit Spotlight.
Thank you. Good to be back. Good to be back.
Thank you, Malachi.
Well, yeah, I said something out of the gates. I mean, how much have you grown? I mean, you've probably grown at least an inch and 15, 20 pounds since we last seen you.
Yeah, inch or two. I'm around 6'6", 6'5", quarters.
Are you, and you're a pure tackle, would you say?
Yes.
Pure tackle, Sean.
And your recruiting has been fascinating. You put out that graphic earlier in the process on all the visits you were going on. I want to say you had 9 trips over 6 weeks. Is that accurate?
Yes, pretty accurate.
And just what goes into that? I mean, because I think when you see these big-time recruits now, this is the trend with recruiting. You're seeing guys put together a schedule like you, especially when you have offers. All these teams, I assume you had committable standing offers from all 9 of them. Is that right?
Yes.
How much work kind of went into putting that schedule together?
I mean, we had to break all the schools down, all the schools I like, you know, had to look into that I felt like I needed to look into, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, me and my coaches, my mom, we talked over. We was like, okay, these are the schools. And then that's how we basically went off. And then next will be the OVs.
Okay. So, I mean, you're going on, like we've established, you're going on a lot of trips, Florida, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, a lot of places, USC. What do you look for on these trips? What sort of things are you really locking in on?
So stability, the coaches, all that stuff.
Okay.
Development, education, of course. Those are the big three that I like.
How are your grades?
Good. A's and B's.
Good job.
Now, you this week alone, you were at Ohio State, and then you were at Alabama, I believe, last week. Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
What speak on some of those trips. I mean, those are some of the big-time programs around college football. Anything jump out on some of your recent trips that you've been on?
Alabama, their weight room, their facilities were nice. I loved it down there. Ohio was cool. I liked it down there, too. But, yeah, Alabama is next level.
Next level. Now, why does Nebraska have your attention?
I mean, Nebraska was the first offer. I mean, I always have some love for Nebraska because they took a chance on me first. But I also feel like that's a school I need to see, you know, need to check it out, need to.
What has made an impression on you here?
Probably the facilities.
Yeah.
The new facilities are great.
That matters to you.
I mean, I won't say it matters, but it is like if I feel like I'm a player that wants to get better, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, when you came here, Malachi, in the fall, it was a quick trip. I mean, almost just in and out one day. You got to go to a game. What didn't you get to see that you're looking forward to seeing this time around?
Probably offensive line film. That's what I usually go when I go to colleges. I sit with the O-line coach, just talk ball with them. That's usually what I do. That's what I didn't get to see.
So have you met with Donovan Raiola?
Yes.
What's your impressions of Donovan?
Coach Raiola, he's cool. He cares about his players a lot. He just wants to improve them as much as possible.
When you say you want to talk ball, for instance, with Donovan Raiola, what kind of things are you wondering?
Like scheme-wise, like their run game, pass game, just seeing their stuff, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're joined here by one of the top offensive tackle prospects in the country, Malachi Goodman from Paramus Catholic on Recruit Spotlight. Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, Recruit Spotlight, once again brought to you by Tanner Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180 on 30th and Yankee Hill Road here in Lincoln. Malachi, you know, you talked about facilities. Have you been able to, did you get a chance, I know, on your first day here to look at Nebraska's new facilities and what jumped out about that?
Yes, I have. It's improved a lot. I've seen the weight room. The weight room is cool. How all the stuff connects, you know, it's like, it's not really like you're scrambling to get to places. Like the weight room is right next to the indoor, all that stuff. That probably stood out the most.
Yeah. That was the plan. They wanted to make it like that. Yep. Now I've read some stuff. You've made a pretty big jump from your sophomore year in high school to your junior year.
Yeah.
What led to what kind of what did you do better and what led to it?
Probably my mentality change. I mean, it's funny. I always tell this story because my teammate, he's Juan Manai, committed to Miami.
Okay.
He always was saying that I wasn't going to be better than him until he leaves. So I was like, all right, let me prove him wrong. So,
all right.
That's what made me work harder.
That makes sense. Now, where do you got to get better in your game? Do you feel like?
Probably strength wise, just finishing people to the ground.
Yeah.
After every play, someone needs to be on the ground.
There you go. Yeah, the coaches like to hear that.
Now, Malachi, a big reason why guys take the trips like you're doing right now is to kind of figure out the next step, which is official visits.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a look into your process. What do you have left on your spring tour of visits, and when do you expect to kind of whittle things down, and how many official visits would you like to take?
So right now I got South Carolina after Nebraska, of course. I got South Carolina and Illinois left. After that, I'll probably start going into official visits. I mean, now that they're unlimited, you know, I could take as many as I want, but I don't plan on taking a whole lot. Probably around like 6.
And that will be
at most.
Will that be in June?
Yeah.
Mainly June. I mean, I guess you could do some in May June. If you wanted to, but
my first one is the last week in May.
And where's that going to be?
Penn State.
Okay.
You enjoy this process? What do you enjoy about this process?
I mean, I won't say I enjoy it. I'm grateful for it, you know, because, I mean, I don't think anyone would enjoy all the coaches calling you nonstop. I mean, I don't know. Some people might enjoy it, but I don't. I mean, it's cool, you know.
Building is it a nonstop?
It is. I like building a relationship with them mainly, but yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, let's just say you slept in till 9, what does your phone look like as far as messages, DMs? What does it look like at 9 a.m.?
It depends. Some days are calm, but some days are hectic, you know. Some days I wake up with a whole bunch of texts, but some days aren't bad. Usually coaches call when they know I'm like free. So like they won't call during school. They'll probably text a little bit, but a lot of them call like during break or whatever. Yeah.
A big thing too is FaceTime. I mean, I know a lot of coaches kind of want to personalize things. Back in the day, you'd write a handwritten letter. That was kind of like personalized. Now it's the FaceTime call. I mean, you get a lot of FaceTime requests from coaches.
I mean, most of the calls I'm on is FaceTimes.
Is it?
Yeah, most of them, the majority.
Interesting.
And that's head coaches, O-line coaches.
Yeah, any coach.
Okay, so you're in Lincoln, and you're going to go to practice tomorrow. What will you be looking for?
Just to see how Coach Raiola coaches, you know, just to see the intensity of the practice. That's really the main things.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
What for Nebraska to get one of those 6 official visits? I mean, are they close to that cut line for you? And what do you need to see on this trip to come back to Lincoln again?
Well, really what I just said, the coaching, I want to see the coaching style, you know. Probably hang out with the old linemen after a little bit. So that's really the big takeaways for me.
Okay. Have you had a chance to meet Dylan Raiola yet?
Yes, curiosity. I have. I've been talking to him a little bit. But yes, I have met him early on. When I first got here, I met him. He's cool. He's a good dude.
Does it matter that to have a guy like that in the program to you?
Dylan Raiola?
Yeah.
I mean, I won't say it matters, but it definitely helps.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes sense.
Well, Malachi, you've had quite a journey, and your mom, Tanya Loper, has been on all these trips with you.
Yes.
So I mean, this would be a time I'm sure you guys will never forget, all the traveling and places. I mean, you've probably been on 30 trips, so I'm guessing, if not more.
30? No, that's too much. Probably, including these, I've been to Penn State, Rutgers, and Maryland twice. Been to Boston College once. That's really it.
And then this trip, this round of visits you're on. But
yeah. Florida, USC, Michigan on this round, right?
Alabama,
Georgia. Yeah.
Ohio State, South Carolina.
That's quite a few.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's quite a journey. Well, hey, Malachi, best of luck here as you kind of work your way through this process and take the next step. Do you have a deadline as far as, like, when you want to make an announcement? Are you going to make your commitment in the summer? Or are you going to hold it?
I've been thinking about that. At first, I was saying like maybe mid-season to the end of the season, and now probably from the range of before the season to July, you know, around that time.
All right.
Big, hey, that'll be big. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people will be watching.
But I'll see. I'm not positive.
Don't hold them to it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Malachi, thank you again for joining us here on Recruit Spotlight.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks again to Malachi Goodman, 4-star tackle from Paramus Catholic in New Jersey, joining us on Recruit Spotlight. Once again, Recruit Spotlight brought to you by Tanner Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180, 30th and Yankee Hill Road in Lincoln. For Steve Sipple, I'm Sean Callahan.